It's my turn, Nement. Hey guys,
That was good.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to do like a Yu-Gi-Oh voice.
Oh.
You
yeah.
know?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were doing Triple H.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And that works.
And just like a tournament in wrestling, we are back with a wrestling tournament.
Because we didn't have a better idea.
Just like the opener.
Yeah. Man, I like a tournament episode. It's been a minute since we've done one of these. And I think we were overdue for one, and this is one that seems like an easy choice. So today, we are tournamenting Best Fed Theme Songs.
Correct. I love a good entrance theme. Mm-hmm. Which is why the good ones now are so few and far between, but they seem so good. But I feel like there was a time where a good theme was kind of just par for course.
Yeah. I think they got taken for granted just a wee bit.
Yeah.
Jim Johnson, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's hard to imagine, like, when you think of your favorite wrestler or your favorite match, that's kind of the first, like, audio you hear to me. Like, I don't think of, like, if I think of Chris Jericho, the first thing in my head, like, that I hear is not him yelling, "Come on, baby," it's fucking yeah, that goddamn clock.
yeah
it's good stuff.
And like, all these rebels making us go deaf,
folks.
It used to set the tone.
Yeah,
it used to mean something.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just backing music. We need audio for when you walk out.
Yes.
For our commentators to talk over.
And only the stars need words at the beginning of their goddamn entrance themes.
Oh my god.
Not fucking everybody. Why? Because halftime, we don't understand.
I hate that type of intro. Like, there was... Okay, sometimes though... I'm going to throw this out here because I doubt anyone has this picked for their, you know, best ever. Snitsky's theme.
It's not my fault.
That being so poorly edited on there to me was so always bad. Funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was never not funny.
But and the accompanying Titantron with big words that said, "It's not my fault."
There's also been good vocal intros. Stand back.
There's a hurricane coming through. Very fucking phenomenal.
Iconic. Identifiable. You know what else is iconic and identifiable?
This
sound.
This trademark signature right here.
Boom.
Real good. Real good.
Did you just
dab on them hoes?
Oh my god.
Did you just dab, burp?
You mean derp. You beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
Hit him with a
derp. You rushed the falsie, Tom.
Good intros. What's a good intro? The clock for Jericho was awesome.
The glass is shattering.
Yeah.
If you smell!
Yeah, good vocal intro.
See, that one sucks to me. I like,
"Do you smell what the rock's cooking?"
Ooh.
That's the one for me.
That one's fast.
Yeah. I like, yeah, but you smell.
It's so fast, but "if you smell" makes the people go crazy, and then they can go crazy and still say, "What the rock is cooking." And then he comes out, and then you get another pop.
Extra. Get over yourself. Do you smell what the rock's cooking?
So you prefer... you prefer, like, Nation of Domination era? Like... Where Jim Johnston hadn't quite figured out the fucking riff yet?
Yeah. That is essential. I'll play my favorite rock theme.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Hold on.
And I know what it is, dude. It's 98. It's fucking... Crazy style.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yeah.
That's essential.
Yeah.
This is good shit.
Like, that's, yeah. Jim Johnson, this episode might end up being a love letter to Jim Johnson.
How in the fuck is he not in their Hall of Fame? Like, I know
it's made up, and he not have a job.
I know it's made up, and it doesn't fucking matter, but, like, goddamn, man.
Wait, hold on. Real quick, I just want to see what the listeners think. Do you prefer that one, or...
You smell what the rock is cooking.
See, it doesn't have any wah-wah.
This is, yeah, no.
It doesn't have that soul. If it literally had that little underline just
that
it would make that all-timer.
Yeah.
No. Better, not great.
This is much better. This was
yeah, better. Much better, much better.
You know what my favorite actually is? It's the Hollywood Rock is cooking.
No, that's the worst one.
Thank you.
That's the worst one.
Actually, my favorite is the one that you can't fucking find anywhere that I swear to God I didn't hallucinate from a video game.
Connor, you might want to pick up that the beer.
That's empty.
Oh, well, because it's on the...
Yeah, it's empty now.
Yeah, it's...
So, it's the one that I swear to God I didn't hallucinate from a video game where it has, like, the crazy drum fill in between. Where it's like,
wait,
you're just... If you smell... What the rock
is
cooking
tonight.
No, I hate the drums.
You hate the drums?
I like it needs to be quicker.
If you smell...
Do you smell what the rock's cooking?
What the rock is cooking.
By the time your rock is doing this, my rock is already on the fucking post.
Exactly. No more a building.
Fucking.
You gotta smack Dwayne's on the forearm, brother.
See those? Dwayne's.
The Dwayne's. The Dwayne's right there.
I hate how fed pilled you are.
What are you talking about, brother?
You suckle at the teat of Dwayne Johnson too much.
No, I do. Okay, first and foremost, let's relax. I love The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, he is, like, really disappointing.
He's a bald man selling shampoo.
Exactly. He believes his own gimmick, okay? He just is not okay in the slightest sense. But the Rock, the Brahma Bull, the people's
also
champ,
a dickhead.
Man. Yeah, when he's the final boss.
Dude.
Ugh.
Can do no wrong. Can do no wrong.
All right, let's quit glazing the rock and get into some of this shit.
Yeah, so who's going to pick first?
Who's
picking?
Sorry, in speaking of the tournament, since obviously we all of us get two, so there's eight.
Yeah.
I was thinking the question that I posed in the group chat was, is there any wrestler you can think of? Because I can only think of one. That on their own could fill this entire bracket by themselves. Theme songs.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
That is a good question.
And one wrestler with eight themes.
There's only one person I can think of.
Willing. Unfortunately, there's only one person I can think of.
Make a good tournament?
Two. I can think of two.
Damn. Like, there's several that I can think
of. It's unfortunately Taker and Triple H.
If it's just...
I can't think of...
Because we're thinking just fed themes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, oh, like,
yeah,
indie wrestlers always...
Jeff Hardy, but no.
Jeff Hardy, if we're including everything. CM Punk, if we're including everything.
Mm. I was trying to figure out if Wade Barrett was actually up there. Because he had his OG theme, and then his Nexus theme, and then the core theme, and then the new core theme, and then the Wasteland Barrett, and then King Barrett.
Yep.
Bad News Barrett.
Bad News Barrett,
Boom.
And that's the best one for
that's
me.
Seven.
Yeah.
That's seven.
For Wade
right
Barrett.
One of those End of Days is real good.
And
I'll be your End of Days.
The second version of End of Days rules.
Kicks ass.
It's awesome. But for me, God Save Our Queen.
Badass.
But yeah, so it's Wade Barrett, it's but like the only thing person I can think of is... The game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fuck, man.
Wow.
Like.
I like it, though. The fact that people
keep
cool,
things
though,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, one of my picks is because he's only had one.
Oh, fantastic. Fuck it, Connor. It's your thing. Let's just... You pick first.
Okay. Well, since you let me have it, I'm going to let you have it. My... First pick is the Brood theme song.
Ooh!
Great pick.
That's right. The Brood, it's just a fucking heater, and like, it was such a short-lived gimmick. And so for the fact that we are still talking about it, and the fact that it still elicited that reaction alone.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
we have lasted longer than the Brood.
Yeah.
The curse has.
Yeah.
Until the bridge, if you can call it that, mm-hmm. it is one chord on the guitar.
Yeah.
Over and over again. With just some fucking filthy drums. Mm. And it's just unfathomable. Yeah. Because that's another good intro.
You know, just like everyone in the crowd is already just bumping to this shit. Listen, a good theme song has to be at least one of three things. Mm. Danceable.
Yep.
Singable.
Yep.
Or clappable.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
All-timer entrance, too.
Like, not because you said it, it's because I have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just bopping to it. Like, at least have to move to this.
Gangrel doing his weird little head bob thing with the chalice of blood.
Oh.
Like,
sunglasses, ring of fire, all there red lights.
There are more guitar chords in Smoke on the Water.
I can play Smoke on the Water on lead guitar, mind you.
You could play probably the Brood theme. So, yeah, that's my number one pick. Because, holy shit, dude. Like, unfortunately, Attitude Era Slop in bits and pieces is fucking fantastic.
It's pretty great.
Imagine a faction today with that theme song.
Mm. Oh, dude, imagine a faction today that's that level of over. Like, that's people all lost the curse their to be, fucking dude. Shit for the Brood, man.
Yeah. All right, Connor.
All right.
Number two.
Who, no,
are we doing one? Yeah. One each? Okay.
Is it me?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is going to fucking suck, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't even know which one's my number one. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the other one had to be on standby. Oh, no.
I'm going to... My number one pick... I feel like is common to where maybe someone might pick it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave it as my second pick, strategically.
Right. Strategically.
Because, of course, the point of this tournament is not to determine the best theme, it's to win.
Yeah, no, we only are here to win.
Also,
yeah.
Is somebody writing these down and putting them in a tournament bracket? Oh, I love you, man. Yeah. You're so smart.
Bitch, what do you think I am, huh?
Pretty.
Some kind of... Oh.
So for me... As far as in the Fed goes, this guy has only had one. Well, if you count different edits, I don't really.
Sure, no.
I like the rebound breakdown.
The ECW one. Dude.
Good now, interestingly, that song's been used for multiple people, but Angle only ever did use it. But,
The Patriot, Dale Wilkes.
That's right. You're the one who taught me his real name.
Dale Wilkes. You can still book him, I think, unless he's passed. He might have passed. Someone look up right now, is Dale Wilkes still with us?
How do we...
In that exact phrasing.
How do we not know if he's alive and we don't know if he's retired?
Like, well, he's
either working or dead.
With most of these old guys, isn't that kind of how it goes?
You know what? That's fair.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, like, Honkin's Tonk Man is going to be taken by
the
still.
Is he still working?
Yeah. He's still doing the shake, rattle, and roll with Hup Up.
I want to work the Honky Tonk Man in
some ever seen it? It's a thing about
By the way, I did actually search this. as is Dale Wilkes still with us? And the first thing that. Dell?
Mm-hmm.
Like D-E-L-L, like a computer?
No. D-E-L.
D-E-L. Okay, well, regardless, Delbert Alexander, quote, Dell Wilkes Jr., born December 21st of 1961, dead as of June 30th, 2021. So no, he's not still taking bookings, and hasn't for some time.
Are you sure about that?
I actually am, yes.
Okay. Well, in that case... Yeah, that's Kurt Angle's theme song.
Yeah. So... Right.
Good pick. Have you ever heard the version that they released on, like, the one album that had Basic Thuganomics on it or whatever?
Reckless Intent?
That's like the guitar
where Kurt,
version?
No, where Kurt is just saying, I don't.
Oh, WWE suck. Originals. I had that. I had that CD.
Suck.
I don't suck.
I've never heard
pretty
that.
Good. It's pretty fucking fun. Is we that, used to make yeah, wrestlers, like, do things.
All the wrestlers, like, had their own song. Like, Rikishi's song, Put a Little Ass on It, was a slow
That's a Zawa staple. That's a Zawa after-party staple.
Ass on it. Booker
I
T.
I want to look up...
Can You Dig It? It's the Booker Man, y'all.
Yeah.
Fucking Stacey Keibler sings on that.
Yeah. It's
not great.
Yeah, no, but what is great, my first round pick.
Yeah,
please. I'm glad that people didn't pick it. This one, every time it comes on, it's on the gym playlist. It's fucking rad. Like, everybody pops
for it. It's going to be Roman Reigns. It's going to be fucking Roman Reigns.
You guys can see the smirk on my fucking face.
It's going to be fucking Roman Reigns, and then it's going to be Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm honestly blown away. I didn't think about it.
It was on my backup list.
The saliva version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You gotta play it.
It's very famously similar to
King of My World.
King of My World, the song that Saliva did for Jericho.
We've played that.
We played that back to back on this show. That was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, that's such an iconic theme song for Batista.
It is.
Like, kids that I would never have described as wrestling fans growing up knew what the Batista bomb was, and they knew
real quick,
that this was the theme
song. Real quick.
New metal's awesome. I don't give a fuck what you think. Or post-punk.
The one of the things I like about this one too is that, do you guys remember Batista's instrumental that he had before this?
Yeah. I quite liked it as a
kid. I did too. I thought it was good, but it had that one really long note in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I feel like that Saliva song kind of mirrors it, because he has that one really fucking long.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were like, hey, this is his theme song, can you guys, like...
It's literally just them riffing on top of that original theme.
Yeah. It's the same,
And it's so sick. It's so good.
Oh, dude, yeah. So yeah, that's my top pick.
Yeah,
my
that's a pick. Good pick.
Thank you.
That's a good pick.
Well,
I'm surprised nobody picked it. I'm like, yes.
One of the things that we're going to hear probably due to this podcast...
Okay.
For copyright violation, no, that's not my actual pick. I just
wanted
to play.
I would not.
You know what? I was kind of agreeing with you just a little bit.
No, absolutely not.
I'm like to write to censor that fucking theme song.
my first round pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the one with the speech?
I'm gonna be honest with you, it's the theme song that we've all heard the most.
Yeah, that's true.
Because these entrances...
What is this called?
It is just called Rest in Peace.
Have you heard the acoustic piano version of this?
Yes.
It's fucking beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. It's on my Wii playlist.
The one, Connor, that you were referencing with the weird him speaking Latin thing is the one from the Ministry.
Not the heavy one.
Banana.
Not the heavy one.
Oh.
The one in between where it's that, but there's just a little bit of him going,
no.
What?
At the beginning.
This I'm not familiar with.
With the dong and the fog sound.
It's got the dong?
And the fog sound. That's what I call that fucking. The fog sound.
Dude. Oh, yeah, okay.
What's
the
dong doing?
What?
What that dong doing?
By the way, I'm writing whose pick it is and. What the theme is.
Yes.
And what the dog doing.
Yes.
And I wrote this as Undertaker 08.
That's not... Is that right?
Close enough.
I'm pretty sure it's Undertaker.
I mean, we're talking about it. And that's what it's in there for us. So.
Yeah.
All right. How about round number two?
Okay,
number
so...
Thirsty.
I was pretty torn on this one, actually, what was going to take my number two spot. Because I wanted to go with something not Jim Johnston. Because that was just kind of a thing that I imposed on myself.
Sure.
No good reason. And mostly because I like picking themes that aren't going to win, but I have artistically a good claim to.
He can hold his head high.
Exactly. Knowing that I did pick a better theme, even if it doesn't win.
He voted independent.
Exactly. No. And so, I think, methinks, I'm going to go with, and I'm spitfiring here because I had two right off the top of my head. I'm going to go with Broken Dreams.
Oh!
By Shaman's Harvest. The Drew McIntyre theme. Not befitting of the wrestler that it was given to at the time.
No.
If he had it now?
If he had it now,
dude.
He would be an actual main eventer and not a cuck to the stars.
Correct. God, I love this fucking song.
I would say he'll always have a job, but goddamn, you don't know anymore.
Right.
You don't know.
Although, please let him be a monster in AEW.
Nuge. I want him.
Yeah, put him in Nuge.
Send him
Nuge.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's my new name for New Japan.
So, yeah, Shaman's Harvest, man, fucking
great.
Goated. Actually, that wasn't even the Shaman's Harvest version, but it's basically the
same. That's a good song outside of just wrestling. Like, it's just man. Catchy.
It's just catchy good. Enough. And the fact that it got such a pop, like, from them teasing bringing it back that one time at WrestleMania or whatever. Like, that's some pretty good stopping power. Do I think it's the greatest of all time?
That's power.
Probably not. However,
we would all pop if we were watching and he brought it.
It's
back.
Kind of the critic's choice,
I'd
in my
it.
Opinion.
I'd retweet it. I'd retweet it.
Yeah.
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 All right. Braden.
All right. Mr. Dischain. I'm going with the basic answer that I thought everyone was going to pick.
What?
Damn it!
What?
I left it up for a round, man. You could have taken it off the table.
But here's the thing. I was like, by the time we got to me on that first round, I was like, oh, nobody's gonna pick it. Damn it! Alright. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty undeniable.
Yeah.
Unfuckwithable.
There will never be an entrance theme that gets as loud as a pop ever again.
I agree.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them that like really match the character, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are tight, but I don't think any of them are tighter than, like, it's hard to imagine Austin not having the glass shatter, not having, like...
The only time people ever actually hated Stone Cold Steve Austin was when he changed his theme and didn't do the Stone Cold bit that they wanted.
The Alliance theme?
Yeah.
There was two versions of it. One of them is actually pretty good.
Yeah, the one with
the crickets.
yeah.
Pretty good. The other one is not. The other one is not a good theme.
Is that like the Disturbed one? Or
no, the Disturbed one I like, he hates.
Sucks, and I hate it.
I love the Disturbed.
You're a disturbed man.
That's actually true. Dude, like, I feel like they've been chasing that glass shatters.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Reaction.
People.
High from then on.
He didn't even have to come out. His theme song would have people jumping. No one jumps for fucking anything anymore.
No.
Let alone a fucking entrance.
Like,
if I had a time machine, genuinely, like, as a wrestling fan, a bucket list stop of mine would be, like, whatever you consider the peak of Austin's power.
Him making that save to help Foley win the belt is one of the loudest things I have ever seen.
Yeah. It's like Jordan winning the fucking
playoffs
in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be fucking crazy.
And, like, I'm certain that, like, there were smaller venues that got even fucking louder for him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if that's what it was like, you know...
In big venues?
Imagine what it was like when they came to fucking, you know, a smaller...
Decatur.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
and again, wrestling, non-wrestling fans know it.
Yeah. Like, it's their chance to finally go see the wrestling in person
and
because they know Stone Cold's... They're only there to see Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Unfortunately, Braden, I'm making a case for you. God damn it.
No, like, but that's part of the fun of the fucking format. But, like...
Real fucking good.
Dude, like, living through it, it was unreal how fucking popular Stone Cold Steve Austin was.
Yeah.
Like, not just... casual fans, but like people that were not wrestling fans knew who he was and like what he was like about.
Yeah.
Like,
and
it wasn't, they didn't just know, oh, he's a wrestler. They were just like, yeah, he takes no shit. Like, they had an understanding of the character.
Mm-hmm.
They had that Austin 316 t-shirt.
What?
Got to. Like,
still parodied to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so. Braden with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
My next Steven, pick.
Yes.
We all know it. We all love it. I'm surprised nobody's picked it yet.
Heineken.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding, that's not my pick.
Damn it!
That's
not my You're pick. A coward.
It's a good version.
It's a great version. Oh man. It was a toss-up between this one and one other one. Honorable mention does go to Slow Chemical Kane.
Yeah.
Okay. I just can't stand Glenn Jacobs. So yeah. Can't give him the win.
Yeah.
And what facade he's in.
Because Slow Chemical sucks.
Hey, Brayden, can you do me a favor? Just real quick. Can you fuck off?
No.
Fair enough. My next pick, my final pick, is something that I've played a billion times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking good.
Okay. Famously, the man himself did not care for this.
Right.
I still do.
It's such a good song. It's so 2003.
With the pyro in the background when he's hitting the pose.
Yeah.
This song is godly. Obviously, this is the full song and not the entrance version,
yeah.
But you guys get the drift.
Yeah.
We gotta get the hay.
And but that's what I'm saying. It's like
start with that.
This song, yeah, this song with the pyro and Orton's gimmick of like, I'm the legend killer, I'm the pretty boy,
I'm the young,
I'm better
fuck.
Than every yeah. single person here.
The
like,
golden
I am,
Titantron.
I am yeah. a supernova, and all of you are going to burn in my light because
yeah.
goddamn, I'm good.
When
if you want
to, songs can say things for you that like you can't really say in a promo.
Right here.
That's good stuff.
And I can just hear Taz and Cole saying some stuff once that drops out.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is a Patreon episode, so I'll just say it. When I went to my last WWE tryout, I played that song on repeat on the airplane.
To, like, get yourself into the headspace?
Yes, because yeah. I'm, like, people try to hold me under. Nobody believed in me. Fuck you. I'm going to do this shit. And I did it. I got a WWE contract.
Hell yeah.
But then my neck said no. And here we are, folks, doing podcasts in a garage. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Good.
We love you.
Love y'all too. Anyway, yeah, that's my second pick.
So, I had, again, two picked for my second pick, and now I'm realizing I'm probably really just destined to lose this tournament. But that's okay. Gotta
we
go
need
with
a
my
strong
heart.
One, Tom. Did you pick two Undertaker themes?
No, this is Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Close enough. We almost did back-to-back Kane.
You're damn right. Give me that lick, Jim.
Put a little stank on it.
Hold on. Give me one more. You make it talk to me. It's the best Kane theme. That's as far as I'll go.
That Kane.
I love it.
That
I really fucking love it.
Is currently sitting in Tom's fireplace.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love that version of the character, and like I know we were just talking about how over Austin was at that point in the power of the music, but like Kane's entrance at that point, starting with the lights going out,
yeah,
and the only people on the show that got that were Taker and Kane,
yeah,
and like the Brood, I guess, but
yeah.
Like people just as soon as the lights would go out, they would pop, and as soon as the organ hit, they'd pop again.
The red lightning thing
was awesome. The smoke fog on the Titantron before anything happens, like
it kind of made him a main eventer
instantly.
Yeah,
why don't we do that anymore? Remember when guys would just show up at the top?
And
I kind of think
there?
That's awesome.
Yes, where he debuted, like
that's
Taker
actually
at that point
crazy
was like
hearing that from you.
No.
I figured you'd be a, no, you gotta fucking build them up from the bottom kind of guy.
No, man. Like, I
hate some guys are so, just that good.
Like, AJ Styles talking about how he wishes he went to NXT. He doesn't need to go there.
Fuck no.
Like, he's debut him in the Rumble. He should have won it.
And then beat everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it worked so well with Brock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's the thing where it's like, you want to see that happen again with somebody. And even when they have someone who, like, maybe physically could be that guy, it just doesn't happen anymore.
Obafemi should have been challenging for heavyweight championship post at Backlash.
Sure.
And they're giving it winning.
Time. Why?
I think they're just going to give it time.
Brocklesnar.
Yeah. I'm just... To me, okay.
No, he retired. Brocklesnar.
Brocklesnar. So, like, using Lesnar as a template, right? He debuts the day after Mania 19, which, by the way, I still want to cover that episode of Raw. By that SummerSlam, he's beating Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oba has already debuted and beaten Brock, so I feel like they're kind of putting him in, like, some sort of a happy little holding pattern until we get to that SummerSlam time, and then we're going to ramp it up.
Like, no, I think that he's done because TKO tried to cut his shit and have him stay till SummerSlam. He said, fuck off.
Jesus. Wait, who?
Lesnar.
No, I was talking about Oba.
Oh, Oba. My bad.
Right. Fucking shit, where were we? Oh, themes. Yeah, so where are we at now? What's the first round?
Okay, so I'm going to do this randomly, and as we always know, there's prone to be fucking one person's theme versus another, so we may have to vamp, but here we go. Cool! It didn't fuck me. Alright.
All right.
Bless.
Your first round matchup, it is Steven with Batista's theme song.
Okay.
Versus Connor with Drew McIntyre's.
Oh my god! Oh,
god
what
damn.
A crazy match.
God damn it, bro. I'm sorry, but.
What? Walk
alone.
Gets you more hyped, okay? You're walking alone versus. You're dreaming a broken dream, okay? They're both sad topics. However, the thing about. Broken Dreams is he's making them come true. And unfortunately, in Batista's theme song, you're just walking alone forever, for miles, inside that pit of danger. And it's dangerous. You know, there's nothing dangerous about a broken dream. And that's.
Connor, you make an excellent selling point. And goddamn, I love that song. But I think I gotta go Batista theme.
Yeah, it's Batista. I'm
and
sorry,
you're
it's kind of easy.
And
to,
you're wrong.
In this one, it's
and
a little bit
wrong.
Easy.
And how about you're wrong?
It was really hard at first because they're both great songs. But, like, if I'm thinking about an entrance. Dude.
Yeah. That's kind of where I was at. I was
who's
like,
who's a better band? Saliva or Shaman's Harvest?
Who made more money?
Saliva.
Shaman's Harvest still making money.
Okay. Fair.
So, I know I feel like I should have a counter argument because obviously it's my pick. You buried yourself when you picked it because you said, I know it's probably not going to win, but my artistic vision.
Yeah, and listen, you could go, listen, judges, Academy. Viewers at home.
Listeners.
Viewers.
We should record. Staring at the phone.
Listen, it's up to you to vote. Call in right now. All right.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by to take your vote. Listen, it's the true choice. It's the artistic choice. Are you going to hop on the bandwagon, listeners, and go with the obvious pick, or are you going to do something for the art, for the creativity, for the vision of the fine folks at Shaman's Harvest?
The fine folks at the band? Dude,
it sounds like you're advertising like an orchard.
All right, guys. Awesome. So the text... are in. It looks like people said walk alone. Sorry.
They saw the video of Xavier Woods at WrestleMania 35, I think. And
I mean, I'll shake your hand too. I was saying that. Yeah, man. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, you got
right.
Really close, so I was like, is that.
I feel like we're friends, so I can get into your bubble a little. Yeah, you can give me my bubble if you like. Go ahead and get you my bubble.
All right, children, well, I guess, like, that was a pretty tight one, but I suppose if. if we're going to a split decision like that,
split decision.
I'll do the it was split.
Like if you had to, if I was really close, if you had to make that into a fraction about how close it was,
half. Probably.
I mean,
Steven just barely beats
Broken. Would you say it's like 8/9?
It'd be 9/11. your second round match.
Yes.
Braden with Glass Shatters, the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song.
Mm.
Versus Steven's second pick, Randy's Burning My Life.
So why is my picks back to back?
I have no idea. It was random.
God damn it. And my... Oh, fuck. God damn. Walk Alone was supposed to go the whole way.
I'm sorry, man. It's Austin.
I know.
It's kind of Atomic Bomb versus Coffin Game.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Like, not even Randy liked that theme.
It's a great theme. I'm gonna go ahead and go with it. All right, Gold Tom.
Stone Cold Steve Austin's pick.
Yeah,
it's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But the burning of the light.
It's a great song.
Would melt the glass.
It would. Back into sand.
Into sand.
But yeah, no.
That's where evolution.
I think Burn My Light with the pyro, with everything, with the pose, and with the gimmick, it just worked out very well. It was a very good package.
It was.
And I truly believe that it's one of the
you
best.
You might have had a chance with voices.
However, I feel like you guys are all wrong, and I feel like, I feel like Burn My Light is great, so my choice is going to be the glass shattering.
I can't wait for you.
Burning My Light, yeah. I think, is a better song, but I like Voices as a theme better.
Of course it's a better fucking song. Oh, it's so good. God damn it. Why was I back-to-back? Why?
You at least got one forward.
Fuck.
Do you remember that one time that...
yeah, but Orton, then my next round.
Do you remember that one time that Orton came out to the Kill Switch Engage song that they ended up giving to Punk?
Yep, I do remember.
Because I do remember when that happened, and I was like, that's weird. And then they just went back to his other theme on, like...
Wasn't it like his debut, though?
No.
It was in between Burning My Light and Voices.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, our next first round contest, Tom's pick of Kane's first theme versus the Brood theme.
Connor's God!
And here's the thing.
Same time period, but starting with the lights going out. A lot of red and black.
And here's the thing, the Brood did it cooler. Fuck Glenn Jacobs, fuck Kane, Slow Chemical better anyways. But nobody remembers, Jim Johnston also did the Brood theme.
Yeah, but he's making it weep on Kane's theme.
And he's making it talk backwards and sit sideways on the Brood theme, dude.
Oh, man.
So fucking... Are you kidding me that you wouldn't prefer Gangrel fanging and banging out there, fucking, you know,
he's
rocking with
thing.
It, leaning
he's
with
he's
it, rocking with it?
Thing.
Well, here's the thing, man.
He can't put down the cup?
Depending on his opponent, this might be a crazy thing to say, but depending on the opponent, that bell's got a ring.
Bell's got a ring.
Gangrel.
Yeah. We're talking about themes, though.
I know. I
but that influences
that.
Your opinion on the theme. As in, like, it could be like a kick-ass
you
theme.
I'm answering because you asked me, would you rather Gangrel be out there fanging than banging? To be honest, no.
What?
Like, I
what?
Don't know.
I've wrestled Gangrel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he come out to the Brood theme?
He sure did.
Oh, yeah. Was it sick?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was no bottom rope.
God damn it.
That's hot.
The match prior to us broke the top rope, so they just put the bottom one on the top, and we had no bottom rope.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that the top and the bottom were somehow broken, and you only had a middle.
No, that would have been fucking awesome.
How many matches have you guys been in where one of the ropes broke?
I
ref one.
Tom wrestled since before there were ropes. It was just mud pits.
It was a circle drawn in the dirt.
Don't go over the line. I want to say three, maybe.
I'm gonna say I've only probably had one. Or
we were
two.
In that 1-6 man where the road broke. That's
the one I reffed.
Yeah, that was one of my three. But
I've been at five.
Jesus!
Oh my gosh!
Five. One,
I gotta say, as an entrance theme and as a presentation, I gotta go with Kane.
See, I think you're wrong.
I'm winning, baby.
I don't think so.
You would have beaten Slow Chemical.
Kane or Brood, Steven?
Out of principle, because I didn't pick Slow Chemical because of fuck Glenn Jacobs, I'm going to have to go with The Brood.
Damn.
Although I do like Kane's theme song more, I'm picking The Brood. Because fuck Glenn Jacobs.
Fair.
So we are kind of tied up.
I might be willing to concede to The Brood. Because it was just so fucking cool.
We're still talking about it, and more people are talking about Slow Chemical.
It's catchy as shit.
Yeah. Because more people are stupid.
That's true, actually.
That's
but they love The Brood
thing. Alarmingly.
Alright, bye.
Glenn Jacobs being one of them.
Give it to The Brood.
Yeah, The Brood wins. Thank you. But don't worry, Tom has another chance.
If you're a listener and you think that Slow Chemical is a good song, I don't think you're stupid.
I commend you, and you get a nice crisp high five. Tell me on Instagram, and I will give you a follow.
And your final first round matchup. It is the Undertaker 08 theme, Tom's pick, versus Braden's pick of Kurt Angle's theme.
Ooh.
No, I'm
sticking with mine.
I'll be honest with you, even in that matchup, I gotta give that to you.
What?
It's iconic, man. Like, that. It's one of the best entrances of all time.
You know, what's crazy, though? You both pick Taker. I pick Angle in this situation.
I kind of pick Angle, dude.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy that you didn't even pick your own pick.
Wait,
you would've
so
won.
Hold on. But do you honestly think it's a better theme?
Yes.
Okay.
Unironically, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's so beast.
I concede to my own pick. I pick Angle.
Damn it.
Well, now. I was about to say, we can discuss it.
Dude, so like,
no, I will say this. Good. Like, I was going for
Braden
more iconic.
Than, like,
but, like... I was thinking more iconic, because I feel like more people... know The Undertaker than Kurt Angle, but like, yeah, as a better theme, I would say that I picked Angle for a reason. I didn't pick Undertaker for a reason. I think that Angle's is the better theme.
I'll tell you this, one of the things I do like about Angle and Austin is, especially in regards to the people on this list, their entrance is kind of just them walking out. Like, Austin especially was, he just stormed the fuck out there, got in the ring, hit the corners, did his double fist pose, and that was it. Angle
at least
straight down,
bent
did
over
his
and
end.
Did his
yeah, he had the pose with the pyro.
And then he would just swear at people, crazy style.
Son of a bitch! Like,
Kurt Angle only had the one. Undertaker's had a million of them. So,
fair.
Keep rolling.
Just saying.
Out of this fucking tournament, then.
I'm sorry, Tom. It would have been a good story if you would have won. However,
I'm... honestly astonished that Undertaker theme is out round one.
Because there was a couple that I thought were very obvious to pick, and I didn't want to go with those. So I was like, well, these are just good themes that match the characters and the time and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I almost picked Scott Steiner's because I really fucking like it.
Yeah.
Holla, if you hear me.
Yeah. Scott Steiner would have been beast. All
it's
right.
Got a groove to it. Mm.
Are we in agreement then that Kurt Angle...
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, Braden with two picks in this.
Let's go.
So the next round is Batista's theme versus Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme. Yeah.
It's what versus what?
Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme versus Batista's theme.
We're doing a tournament.
I Walk for Miles versus Glass Shatters.
We've summoned Meg.
And it's Austin. I'm sorry. Like, love that theme. Love the entrance. Love the machine
but
gun pose.
Here's the thing, though.
Machine gun pose.
Here's
the
thing, though.
Best part.
We keep talking about the best theme, right? We keep talking about the best theme. You guys are all, and every time we have talked about it, every time we have voted for it, we have said the glass shattering. Guess what, guys? That's not the whole fucking theme. It's just the beginning part of it.
There's still
the rest of the theme to go through, right?
Yeah.
I Walk Alone, the whole fucking theme is a fucking banger and a half. You got the whole entrance. Where Stone Cold, you have the ksh.
Hey, it has the breakdown bit, too.
Exactly. But still, the breakdown bit versus the entire badass. You can fucking do the fucking fireworks on the stage.
For me.
And then in the fucking ring, you can do the fucking rope thing.
I like the rope thing. I like the
whole thing is fucking go, guys. I'm telling you, I walk alone. See? I'm saying, dude. I'm just saying.
Steven, your argument has been fantastic. And I know that you believe this to be
true. I don't feel a single butt coming on, guys, and I feel good about this.
But
I'll skip the theme song every time.
I won't skip it, but I'm more happy when Austin's comes on.
But I skip it after the first ten seconds.
The Batista song is a better song. This has been the recurring theme of this tournament. The better song versus the better entrance.
It's not Batista's fault, it was a different. If that song, if I Walk Alone, came out during the Attitude Era with Batista.
Oh, yeah.
Different crowd.
That's a match that would have been awesome. Austin and Batista.
Batista versus Ken Shamrock.
Wow.
I'm going to whoop Ken Shamrock's ass.
His old DNA.
If he tries to get in my way in the Steel Divide, I'm going to whoop his ass. I'm going to hit him with a chair harder than The Rock did.
I'm going to isolate that audio.
You smell what the wolf is cooking?
I'm going to isolate
that audio. No, you don't, because you have CTE, old man.
You smell?
I'm going to isolate that audio and just come up and be like, hey, Kenny, how you doing? So, hey, that guy over there, check this out.
Do it!
Mr. the Shamrock, this gentleman over here has threatened to whoop your ass.
Wait for the REM reference I'm going to get in during that steel cage match.
I can't wait to call him Kenny.
Is it cool if I call you Kenny?
I'm going to ask him what his frequency is, Kenneth.
What's your frequency, Kenneth?
You know what my favorite part is? That joke is going to land for an audience of one.
And it's me.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're going to laugh forever. Uh-huh. The Keurig at my job in my office sounds like the opening of Batista's theme. It just went in. And I laugh every time. And I am shattered braided. Therefore, I win the podcast. Thank you, guys.
I need to come into your office and hear that now.
If you were like, I need you to start a cup of coffee, I'd be like, you got it.
I can do that for you, brother.
And it kills me every time.
To piggyback off of that, I'm literally the only person that uses the Keurig at my work. It's amazing. I literally took out my own
cake.
Have
you cleaned it?
Huh? No. I literally, every single day, I go in there in the morning, I open it up, and then I take out one of Meg's K-Cups, throw it away from the day before, and then I put in a new one of Meg's K-Cups in the machine, and then I drink that.
Hold on. What's up? So, Mike, okay. In the front hallway of my office, there are 4 Keurig machines that I can think of. That is unfucking necessary.
Yeah, a little bit.
I have a coffee machine that grinds its own beans into the filter basket and then pours the water over it and produces a hot cup of coffee that I then pour into my mug.
God, I hate you.
I've got it programmed now to grind the beans at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Who's this? Doing Sean Connery.
Who's this guy?
And I work at a school that has to fundraise constantly.
The one in the break room at work is free because enough people were like, why the fuck are we paying for coffee?
I hate the coffee at my job.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
I hate it so much.
Oh, man.
Why do they even have it?
If we could have a cure.
I don't know.
For me and Juan, that's literally it.
So, Stone Cold Steve Austin wins.
Yeah. I walk alone.
Okay. The next round, The Brood versus Kurt Angle's theme. Mm. And again, I posit to the jury, Fangin' and Bangin' with Gangin.
Did you see that Gangrel and Rusev are opening a wrestling school together?
Yes, I did, and I said, good.
They'll
learn how to be awesome.
Which Kurt Angle theme?
The one.
The one that restarts itself?
No, never that one.
That's the one that I like, personally.
We're talking the original.
Yeah. Dale Wilkes's R.I.P.
I gotta go with The Brood, because it's a real banger.
We're still talking about it.
I
Olympic gold medalist.
Vampire.
Oh, Por que lo nos dos? We could be both.
Olympic gold medal vampire?
You got the Olympic in wrestling?
He doesn't even have his fangs on the incisors. The fucking knobhead.
Did Angle and Gangrel have a match? Because they would have very narrowly been around at the same time.
I don't think Angrel was ever appearing.
Damn, I'm trying to think of a good...
Great one.
Yeah, Gangle.
Their Gangle's good, too. Gross.
Their tag team name?
Gangle just sounds like it's something you need to go to the doctor for.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh, man, they got to cut off my Gangle.
My wrestling
Kurt Angle does not have a theme song remix on the WWF Aggression album.
Is called Originals.
No.
So
the one that you have.
The one that I have?
The rap remix.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle does not have a feature on that one.
No,
he you know who does?
No.
The Brood.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Brood remix theme.
But that's a different song.
No, but it's
actually connected to this one.
Kurt does on the Originals, which I'm pretty sure I have in my bedroom somewhere.
We already talked about it, and it's old news. That's already been... The jury doesn't care about that no more.
Did I say I'm talking about that? I'm saying that I own it in my house.
The jury doesn't care about that anymore. In my mind, if that were said during a
during trial, I would immediately be thrown out.
Can you imagine lawyer saying, the jury doesn't care about that anymore,
no.
While the jury is kind of like,
what if the jury goes, what if they're like, well, I mean, we kind of don't now.
You know what?
Do
it's
we
not
care
even,
about that?
It's not even the court, it's not even the lawyers, it's not even the judge. It's Braden as the foreman just leaning over. The jury doesn't care about this anymore. And just bombing off.
So,
all that being said,
Kurt Angle has a chant that goes along with his theme it was meant derogatory that has turned into a term of endearment.
Yeah.
He points along with people telling him he sucks.
Your booking sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm choosing Angle.
So here's the reason why Braden can't win, because then it would be both of Braden's picks against each other in the finals, and I can't abide by that, and I have to win this tournament.
No, come
on. Wait, you booked your own tournament?
No, not really.
Kind of, actually.
I mean, I did.
We don't know if he shuffled these things.
I picked poorly, and I went out by both in the first round.
Yes, that's exactly how I'd pick my final four bookings. Brackets.
You know what? I gotta go Brood on this one, if only because it's just cooler to me. I just don't have a better phrase for it. Like, Kurt Angle, obviously, infinitely
better.
Who
has a better chance of beating Stone Cold Steve Austin's entrance?
Ooh, you're asking me it's Sophie's Choice for Tom.
Which child are you giving to the Nazis, Tom?
It's tearing me apart.
I'm longing
to
own this tournament.
It, Jesus Christ, clip that.
I want this tournament to be a monopoly.
And I, as a small business owner here at Connor's the Brood theme song, we've always had apples.
We've been consistent. You've loved us.
Here's the thing. I'm going to back the small town business here.
Wow.
But I know that I'm going to sell out to corporate greed and vote for Steve Austin.
I don't like that you're foreshadowing how this tournament's going to end.
We now need a tiebreaker, though, don't we?
Intensity, integrity, intelligence. That's what
Meg,
we have.
Meg, you're the tiebreaker, I think. Wait.
Oh, no. What am I doing?
The Brood versus
Angle. We got a tie. This hasn't happened yet. But now we've
Brood's
got a tie.
Theme or Angle's theme? Pressure's on. This is so important.
This maybe is the most important decision to make all day.
I know. I'm going to have to leave the house if I get it wrong. Okay. The Brood theme gives me a burning sense of nostalgia that I love.
Yeah.
But if I think about Kurt Angle's theme, it makes me smile.
Oh.
So the Brood? It's okay, Meg. You can say it.
Is it some? Are we? If I have to pick something that's gonna beat Stone Cold's theme, it's gotta be Kurt's theme.
Take your points, and I drink them.
No!
Guess what? You have my support.
That's my nigga.
I'm so sorry.
My points! Look at how I've abandoned my points!
Hey, we might actually need you here to be
a I've abandoned my child!
This is good for us, guys. This is good for us.
Alright, it's Stone Cold versus Kurt Angle.
The answer's Stone Cold.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh man, there's two really good themes here. There's one that's better. Yeah, it's Austin's. There it is.
Here's the thing. I'm picking Angle.
You would.
I'm picking Angle. Would. Because it's better. Good. And fuck you.
Look at you while you're peeing.
Look at
me. Oh, I'm going to pee. I never wanted this.
He's looking in the window as he's peeing. Look at the eyes of a peeing man.
Look at the eyes of a peeing man. It's crazy.
No! I am unhappy. And you spilled like beer on my floor.
I didn't do anything.
No, I know Connor did.
Okay, good.
He was. How would you do it from over there?
I wanted it to be known. It wasn't me.
Okay, so you're Stone Cold. You're Kurt.
Ultimately, both of these picks in the tournament are Brayden's. He has only horses in the race.
Okay. It's exclusively your horses. Got yeah. it.
I still pick Austin.
I pick Angle.
Like, it just, like, there's just something about Austin's theme that just gets me amped up. Like, Angle's theme is great because then when I hear it, I'm like, I'm going to see good professional wrestling. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Connect. That
sure.
song to good matches.
Sure.
Like, yeah. that one, the final yeah. countdown.
Yeah.
Almost anything that Danielson used, I always am like, as soon as I hear that music, I'm like, good wrestling.
Yeah.
It's coming. Hey, I'd have one.
Danielson made
Garage.
Made me like the song Final Countdown.
To the point that you wept while irreparably high.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
You wept while irreparably
Wait,
high.
Wait, can I tell that quick story?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely, because that is actually theme music center.
Yeah. So one time I got really cheap tickets to Brawl Out. The Fallout to Brawl Out, whatever. The one where Punk got fired and then they were in Chicago the next
yeah.
fucking weekend.
It was All Out.
So I got tickets to that for like $40, and I just went by myself because I never go to wrestling shows by myself. I never really go to wrestling shows, period. Like, I just don't really do that. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to have a good time, whatever. It's Labor Day weekend, I was home, who gives a fuck. So I take a bunch of fucking edibles on my way to Chicago. And I'm on my way, dude, and I'm on my way to the Now Arena to go see an AEW pay-per-view. And I get to the Now Arena, and there's nobody there. And I go, what the fuck? Isn't there a pay-per-view or some shit here today? So I call Coin up, who was at the thing, and he goes, hey, dude, no, actually, it's at the United Center. And if you don't know Chicago geography, the United Center is far away from the Now Arena. Hoffman Estates versus downtown Chicago, two different places. So basically, I get there I'm driving in traffic as the edibles are kicking in. I get to the United Center, I park my car, I forget where I parked my car immediately. I get inside as the pre-show is ending, I see Dennis Rodman in the ring with an exploded guitar, and I go, something great has happened. And I watch the show, and I bought an AEW t-shirt so that I could sneak into the lower bowl, because I bought just nosebleed general admission tickets, and I got to sit in, like, lower bowl, like, directly opposite entrance as Danielson came out to the Final Countdown in Chicago, and I wept.
That's awesome.
Holy tears.
I believe the text to us was, in rapid succession, holy fuck, guys, Danielson's coming out to the Final Countdown. None of this is spelled right. The Final Countdown. I'm high as fuck. Guys, I'm actually crying. Picture of Connor crying.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my life.
Yeah, it's amazing what music can do for people.
I remember when Danielson retired. I was at my friend's like dorm because I just went there every Monday and did laundry and we watched Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Danielson's like retirement speech and I was crying in the middle of watching it, sobbing. I was like, well, I had a Yes shirt on because they said like he had an important announcement or whatever. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I legit like wept tears. Danielson has always been one of those guys for me. Like yeah. Since I found out about him, I'd never heard of Brian Danielson. Then I found out about Daniel Bryan in like 2014 when he was popping off that fucking Yes Movement stuff.
I was at the show in Chicago for Ring of Honor, and I cannot remember the match exactly, but I remember at the end of the night, Danielson was on the mic and said that the record-setting crowd of 1,600 people came to see Ring of Honor when Brian fucking Danielson was world champion.
Was it him and Lance Storm?
I think so. Yeah. I think it was part of that weekend.
I was there.
And it is fascinating because, like, that was an awesome moment. Like, it stuck with me. I remembered it, right? Because it was a good promo. You could tell that he believed in what he was saying. Like, that was his peak at that point. It is incredible to think that that guy who was bragging in that promo about a record-setting crowd of 1,600 people, like, which, don't get me wrong, an independent, even today, drawing 1,600 people is astonishing. Yeah. Right? I'm not saying this to belittle that accomplishment at that point.
But, like, even Ring of Honor would go on to draw more.
Right, yeah. But he would go on to main event fucking stadiums.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
Wembley.
Like what?
International.
What stadiums. A fucking story! You know, like it's unbelievable. Like that's the biggest part of like when it, like the discussion of like greatest of all time comes up, where I'm like, fuck, man! Like the moment you become educated about Brian Danielson, if you don't feel anything for the guy, I don't know what to tell you for entertainment. Like, not just wrestling, but, like, for entertainment, like, period. Like,
if you can't watch a Bryan Danielson match and genuinely be moved by it, then I have nothing to do with you.
You're a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, he's got my favorite quote of all time of, if you show a non-wrestling person good professional wrestling, they'll get it because good professional wrestling is fucking amazing professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll feel something for it.
And the professional wrestling is what's winning me out and making me pick Angle in this tournament.
Ooh,
so
man.
Austin, Angle.
I gotta go Austin. I can't let go of it, man. That theme is just too good for me.
Connor?
I'm going with Kurt Angle. I think... Wait, does that make Kurt Angle win?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Wait.
No, you already really chose. You already chose.
No, you.
There's not a tie.
You would have caused the tie, and then I would have had to pick him. Even though I haven't been here for. Because
man, Austin is just so iconic, and I'm biased in saying Angle. But like, Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme music is the first ever theme music that I ever heard. Which kind of does add to the spread of it. But as far as, like, themes that I genuinely want to listen to and that, like, you know, are unwavering in my feelings on them...
Right.
It's Angle's theme song.
Damn.
It's the most
fitting...
Why
am I saying damn? None of these are my... Okay.
Did you lose money? Like...
No! Nothing was at stake.
It was all at stake for me.
Double or nothing. I lose.
I love doing these tournament episodes. Like,
they're always my favorite discussions, even when there's something about as like small as like the theme music.
Yeah.
Like, I love these. We can continue to do this for
I'd love to know everybody's 100%. Top three favorite pay-per-view sets.
Sets?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's incredibly neat.
I wonder how many of them would have the backlash.
The swing side.
I love it.
We actually make it your top four, and we all just assume the backlash sides are in
which
there.
Backlash set is your favorite?
The second place vote is... Because the winner is the backlash set.
Backlash.
Remember when they used to do cool sets and carry
actually, mine is the Mania 17 set.
Hmm.
I'm thinking of 18 with the spotlights in the crowd, because I enjoy that too.
Oh, 18 is really good. 17 is just good. How big it is.
Yeah.
What about 33?
Or Mania 30.
Which one was 33?
Is that Roller Coaster? Roller Coaster.
Roller Coaster was a good one. Yeah, that was good.
400-mile ramp.
Yeah.
You're walking forever. Get the cart.
Sperm Titantron for Randall Keith.
Yeah.
Big fucking yikes, dude. Big
Judgment
fucking
Day yikes. 03 has a crazy cool set that's just set, like, built out of pipe. And then Brock drives a forklift through it at one point and clips it.
Remember the TLC 2012 set where John Cena tried to kill Wade Barrett with a bunch of chairs?
Yes!
Oh.
That were all sick. Very delicately hanging.
Pull them down.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Yep.
It was kind of awesome how they fell like that.
It sure was.
Ooh, what if we do entrances? Favorite entrances?
Okay.
Ooh,
like
two.
Okay.
Maybe even break it down to favorite taunt.
Break it down.
Favorite taunt, indeed.
There's plenty of these
we can
do, and we should and will do.
Indeed.
But for right now, we're going to wrap this up.
Favorite media.
I need to bring home dinner.
No, that's all. That's all.
I'm about to go see a movie.
What movie are you going to go see?
Obsession.
We're seeing that sometime.
Nice.
Anyway.
We'll go to a movie on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just a poll outside.
Shut it down.
I'm shutting it down. What am I doing?
Shut. What are we even doing?